This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. You may know him as Carlton from the 90s television series The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and he currently hosts America's Funniest Home Videos, Alfonso Ribeiro. Hello, welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
Excellent. So, you know, your family, you come from a family of entertainers. Your grandfather was a singer. Your aunt was in Laugh-In,
yes.
Which, amazing, the variety show Laugh-In. Was it just assumed that you would also go into showbiz, or did you show some sort of talent at an early age that they were like, yep, no, this is happening?
I would say I showed the talent at an early age. My parents definitely, you know, didn't play favorites and only put me in. They, you know, my brothers, we all tried to get an agent. I was just the only one who got one.
So they didn't, I guess that never comes up.
It never comes up around the dinner table when people have had two or three drinks. Yeah, so, but you know, my parents weren't playing favorites. But it was one of those things where my dad mostly was like, oh, no, this kid has something and we need to explore it. And then, you know, like every parent that ever looks at putting their kid in show business, they don't go all the way to, let's get him an agent. They were like, let's do some local plays and see what happens and let's put him in the Glee Club. And what always seemed to happen was I would go in there and get the lead roles. And, you know, the funny part was when you really think about it, like I grew up in Riverdale, right? So Riverdale is, you know, somewhat integrated, but it was when I was a kid, it was mostly a white neighborhood. And so for me to get the starring role alongside a white girl playing Hansel and Gretel in the 70s was not a simple decision.
Right.
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 So it was something where the creative director was like, no, those two are the best. And those are the two that's getting it. And so, I appreciate the fact that person made those kinds of choices then, because it really did set the path for me to try and do this professionally. But it was something that my parents just felt, and we went in and tried, and it worked.
So yeah, just undeniable.
That's right.
Yeah, and then it was just pretty big for you. I mean, you got cast in junior high in a Broadway show.
Yes.
A Broadway show called The Tap Dance Kid. Playing one of the leads. And then after a glowing review, you get cast in a commercial, which isn't just any commercials. You get cast in that iconic, it was a 90-second Pepsi commercial with the Jacksons.
Yes.
That was no small, tiny commercial.
We're just going to, you know, I got a commercial the other day. It was amazing. Like, it was cool. I got a commercial. I'm going to be, who are your co-stars? Yes, Michael Jackson, the rest of the Jacksons. Just going to hang out. Just going to hang out in the street and just dance a little while. It'll be fun. It's going to be great. And so they made the offer, and we were like, absolutely. And then the show, Tap Dance Kid, said, no, you cannot go to California to shoot this commercial. And my dad was like, y'all funny. I like the humor that you guys, you're pretending like you actually can stop us. This is funny. So, but they like threatened to sue us. They had lawyers at the airport when we got there to board the plane. And my dad was like, nope, we're going. And we went to California. We shot the commercial. We come back. This commercial aired, and within 48 hours of the first airing of the commercial, we were sold out for 2 months.
Wow.
So
then they were like, oh,
they were
sorry.
They were like, oh, this, huh.
So, my bad. And thank you, I guess.
Oh, wow. So, and of course, everyone knows you from the 90s television series, Will Smith's sitcom, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, where you play his preppy cousin, Carlton. And this character of yours also had an iconic dance. Mm-hmm. And I would say it's, swinging the arms, snapping the fingers. It's sort of a joyous celebration of being uncool. I would say it's the first depiction on television of dancing like nobody's watching.
I've never heard it, looked at that way. You're right. Yeah, definitely. You know, that's not a move you're supposed to be doing in public. But when you do it, everybody is joyous around you.
And what's happy?
Yes, you've made everybody happy with it.
And I know that obviously you came up with it, but were there different iterations of it when it was decided?
Not necessarily. No, it was pretty close to what it was. I mean, I added things as the years went on and added little pieces to it. But ultimately, the main dance was the dance right from the beginning. I had basically had seen that dance and played around with that dance a little bit before Fresh Prince even started. And so when it said Carlton dances in the script, I was kind of like, huh, what would this character do? Like, what would be the move? In the first time in rehearsal, it was like, all right, Carlton dances. What do you think you're going to do here? I was like, I got it. Let's just do the scene. and so we started the scene and then I broke out a dance and everybody is on the floor crying, laughing. And I was like, I think we got it. I think this is the move we'll do. And so from there, it maintained what we were doing and they kept putting it back in the script. It was like, you know, every other week. I was like, can Carlton stop dancing?
But when you said earlier that you had played around with the dance before you auditioned, what do you mean?
The first time I ever saw the dance, I was in a lobby bar, right? But it wasn't at the bar, but I was happened to be in the lobby and food and they had music, right? And there were these two white guys, clearly, who was doing that move, right? And I was like, that is hysterical. What are those dudes doing? And, you know, they were on the dance floor just living, just in their 80s, just going. And I was like, this is hysterical. And then I was like making fun of them, right? Mm-hmm. By like, hey, look at this. Right? And so I felt the embodiment of the motion. And I've always said that the inspiration for the dance was Eddie Murphy's White Man Dance and Courtney Cox in the Bruce Springsteen video where she gets up on stage,
yes,
right?
Like
that is the origin of the move, right? And I was like, this is perfect.
And you've been hosting America's Funniest Home Videos since 2015. The show first debuted in 1989. And so for our younger listeners, just so you know, that's kind of like the original TikTok.
Well, actually, for the younger viewers, I like to say it's the original YouTube.
It's original. Mm. Yeah, right. And at this point, you've witnessed, I don't know, hundreds of these videos.
There have been, you know, thousands at this point.
Thousands.
It's a lot of videos.
Okay, so what's your favorite genre of the videos?
I've always said that my favorite is what we like to call the epic fails, where people try and do something that they absolutely should not ever think to do that, and it just goes horribly wrong, and we go, duh.
What do you think? What's the formula in terms of an epic fail?
Well, epic fails can come in many different ways, right? In many different forms. It could be like the guy who is at a lake house and they have
I know where you're going.
They have a metal roof, right? Yes. And they're like, I'm going to jump off my metal roof into the lake. And they're like, okay, but you've already been in the lake, right? So you're wet. And then you go up with a metal roof and you decide that you're going to run off the roof into the lake. Well, your footing is not going to be solid. So, you know, the best ones are when they start slipping early so that they have to make a decision as to whether they're going to try to hold on to the roof or they're just going to just continue having a physical mess all the way into the lake. Those are great ones, right?
Do you have friends, family, acquaintances trying to personally send you their clips?
I get people all the time who are like, dude, I got a video.
Of course.
And you know, oh, this is the funniest video ever. And then you watch the video, you're like,
yeah, great.
Not really. And they're like, you don't think that's funny? I was like, no. They're like, dude, Aunt Josie, right? She is like... And right,
I guess
and
you have to know
you,
Aunt Josie. If you knew Aunt Josie, you'd find
exactly.
it hilarious.
And so, and that's exactly where I'm going, right? Like you've got one rule to know whether something is funny. If I need to know the person in the video to know why it's funny, it ain't funny.
That's right. If Aunt Josie is wet and standing on a metal roof of
yes.
a lake house,
let's see,
maybe.
Yes, let's see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
Sure, let's do it. Let's go.
Okay. We know you're a huge golf fan, so we decided to create a game that is kind of like the trivia equivalent of golf.
Okay, okay.
Where the object is to get the lowest score possible.
Mm, got it. Okay. Like golf. Got
like
it.
Golf.
Yes.
So I'll give you a category, like the 10 best poker hands. And your goal is to give me an answer that is the closest to the number one on the list.
Gotcha.
Okay. And if you give me the number one answer, which in this case would be a royal flush,
hey,
that's worth
why did you
one
give me? Why did you give me the answer?
just an example. Just an example.
I thought that was the question.
I was ready to go. I knew the answer. I knew this one.
The answer. Why, I think I should still get 1 point for that.
Okay,
I think
sure.
That
absolutely.
Because I was going to say royal flush. Royal flush.
I saw it in your eyes.
Yeah.
And because, you know, we should make this a competition. It's more
okay.
fun.
Uh-oh.
So you'll be playing against Jonathan Colton.
Okay. That's
right
not
here.
Fair. That's
I mean,
not
let
fair.
Let me congratulate you in advance because I don't know any of these topics. I don't know anything. These are all topics that have been customized for you. So I'm
okay.
In,
yeah.
I'm in
but
trouble.
You see, but you already have a jump start because you know the topics.
I suppose that's true. If I were a monster, I would have done a little research before the show, but I didn't. You know why? Because I'm lazy. So
and,
here I am.
And by the way, we don't know whether you did or didn't. Okay.
That's true.
Right. All right, well, let's try a few.
Okay, all right.
Okay, here's the first one for you. You host a game show, Catch 21, which is based on blackjack. So according to a survey published by the American Gaming Association, what is the most popular game with casino visitors? There are 8 on the list.
You know, that's a tough one because I think realistically, it's 1 of 3. Do slots count?
I'm going to say yes.
Then I have to say slots.
Okay. Jonathan, what would you like to say?
I was going to say slots because I think that's the right answer. Because it's you don't have to learn how to do anything. You just put your money in and push the button.
Yes.
I mean, how much do you have to know to throw a number and watch a ball roll?
Right. You know,
yeah, I guess that's true. I'm going to see if I can get the number 2, though. I'm pretty sure slots is going to be the number 1. But I'm going to say... It's going to be something. I mean, it might very well be blackjack. I'm going to say blackjack. No, I'm going to change it. Roulette. I'm going to say roulette.
Oh, okay. Well, Alfonso, you are correct. 48% of casino visitors head to the slots. Blackjack is number 2.
Oh,
but
right.
It's 16%. So 48%, 50, basically 50%,
right.
You could say go to slots. And then the other 50% is divided blackjack and then poker and then roulette and then video poker. Craps.
Oh, okay.
Sportsbook. And lastly, Baccarat.
Yeah.
Right.
Alfonso, you also are a huge, you're into golf, and you're also, I assume, a golf fan.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So which professional golfer has won the most men's majors tournaments, which are the Masters, the PGA Championship, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship?
Well, that is clearly Jack Nicklaus. He is the major champion. He's got the most of anybody.
Okay. Jonathan Colton, would you like to weigh in with an answer?
Jack Nicklaus is one of 3 golfers that I can name. So you've
gotcha.
already knocked out one of the pillars of my plan.
Knowledge base.
I know Arnold Palmer is a golfer, but I only know that because I like the iced tea lemonade mixture. I have no idea how good he was.
And it's really good. It's really good.
It's
the
very
Donald Palmer drink is fantastic.
Delicious.
Yes.
But I'm going to go with Tiger Woods.
Okay, very good.
No,
you know this one so well. Jack Nicklaus is number 1 with 18 wins.
Yes.
Tiger Woods is number 2
with 15.
That is...
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
I'm so far outclassed in this game.
One last question before we wrap up.
Okay.
Alfonso, you won Dancing with the Stars. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
According to a 2019 survey by an online tuxedo rental company, what is the most popular wedding first dance song? The most popular first dance song at a wedding. And just to let you know, people from all generations were surveyed for this. And I'll take anything in the top 10.
No idea.
This is hard.
That's a tough one. First dance. I'm going to say it only because like I've got nothing else. It's not unusual.
Okay, I love it.
That would be an amazing first dance.
That's a great first dance song.
I don't think it's on the list, but,
Okay. All right.
I'm going to say, it's hard to think of any. I keep thinking of just prom songs, and I feel like that's a very different vibe.
Right.
Maybe something classic. Maybe something like, how about At Last by, who is that? At last. Who sings that?
Right.
My love.
Yeah,
gone.
There you go. Wow.
Yep. I mean, I'll give a point for that.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
So I am sorry, Alfonso. Your suggestion was not on the top 10 list.
Yes.
Not on.
But that just means that the top 10 list is wrong.
That's right. It's just out of date as of this moment.
It will be eventually.
Jonathan, At Last by Etta James. Ended up in the five spot on the list.
Nice.
Number one is Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
Number two is All of Me, John Legend.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And number 10 is Marry Me by Train. And I would just like to say, as a first dance wedding song, it's a little late in the game. Don't find out in your first date.
Yes.
In your first dance, sorry. Alfonso Ribeiro hosts America's Funniest Home Videos. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This was great.
And that's our show. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by our staff, along with Julia Melfi, Kara Weinberger, and senior writer Camilla Franklin, with additional material by Emily Winter. Ask Me Another is produced by Travis Larchuk, Nancy Seychow, James Sparber, Ramel Wood, and our intern, Sophie Hernandez-Sibionithis. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal, and our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grundman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm Haripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.